This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for October 21st, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. It says there, "If we endure, we will also reign with him." End of quote. William Barclay said this, "Endurance is not just the ability to bear a hard thing, but to turn it into glory." End of quote. In God's economy, the current temporary sufferings and future eternal weight of glory are proportional. When we come to God in and through Jesus Christ, his Son, several significant transactions happen. God saves us from our sins by forgiving and canceling out all our sins against him. He gave us eternal life and inheritance in heaven. God gave us the Holy Spirit who will be with us forever when we accepted Christ as our Savior. John 14:16-17. Also, the Holy Spirit of God sealed us with the pledge of our future inheritance in heaven. Holy Spirit given is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance in eternity. Ephesians 1:13-14. In addition, God gave us the authority and power for our present living and an excellent future role in his kingdom. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." End of quote. Matthew chapter 28. The Lord Jesus has all authority in heaven and on this earth, and he sends us with his authority. Our authority comes from two sources, the power of the Word of God and the power of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. When we immerse ourselves in the study of the Bible, the Word of God, and spend time in earnest prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, we have all authority we need in this life. Besides, God has given us a significant role in the future. Not only we have God-given authority now, but also we have the God-given role in the future. You know, after graduation, when I started my first job, I had to spend many months on an on-the-job training so that I will be capable and skillful in my career. For a believer in Jesus Christ, this life is an on-the-job training for the coming eternity. God is preparing a believer to reign with him in his coming earthly kingdom and all through the eternity. Revelation 5:20 says, "Those who are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ will reign on this earth." Revelation chapter 20 verse 4 and 6 says, "The believers in Christ will rule with Christ on this earth for 1,000 years when Christ establishes his kingdom on this earth as a fulfillment of many prophecies in the Bible." This 1,000-year period is called the millennium. Revelation chapter 22 verse 5c affirms, "Even after the millennium or 1,000 years rule with Christ on this earth, the believers in Christ will reign forever and ever in eternity." Bible informs in Psalms 103 verse 19, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." End of quote. And as children of God, bought and purified by the blood of his Son Jesus Christ, ruling this universe that God made is our family entrepreneurship. It's a family business to rule this universe. Peter asked this question to Jesus, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said and answered, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." Matthew chapter 19 verse 17. Our today's insight affirms this truth. If we endure, we will also reign with him. End of quote. It appears our unique role in the future rulership is parallel to how we endure the sufferings for the name of Jesus Christ right now. In one sense, as a believer in Christ, we all reign with Christ. We will all reign with Christ. In another sense, if God gave us the privilege to endure harsh sufferings for Jesus Christ's name, then the opportunity to rule with Christ will be elevated to a higher level. Our role in future reign would be in direct proportion to our current sufferings for the Lord on this earth. Got a moment for today's prayer? Dearly beloved, pray with me. Father in heaven, I understand my sufferings now is only temporary, and I will exchange my current sufferings with the eternal weight of glory in heaven. I thank you because you gave me the authority of the Word of God and the prayer now, and a future role in ruling with you this universe. I know you will be with me in my pains and sufferings, and I know you will grant me the needed strength every day. I worship you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I surrender my life for your will and purposes. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.